The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I won't take a show of hands as to whether or not that gospel sounds very familiar, right? Because we just heard that on Sunday, and this goes to prove my long-standing theory that the guy who put this book together never has to preach daily mass, right? Because it's what they do. They give you the same one on Wednesday that you heard on Sunday. So I won't tell you too much more about what you just heard, except simply to remind you that when our Lord tells his apostles, "Cling to me like a branch clings to a vine," he says that because he's preparing them for hard times. They're going to watch him scourged. They're going to watch him die. They're going to watch him as he placed in a tomb. They're going to watch him ascend into heaven and vanish from their sight. He's preparing them for hard times. And they will stand fast if they don't rely on their own strength. If they let the Lord be their strength, if they let his life be their life, just like a branch is connected to the vine. Now, that's actually a great message for the saint that I'd love to tell you about today. Here's our saint, one of my favorites, Saint Athanasius. It's a man who persevered his whole life through unstinting difficulty and remained strong because he never relied on his own strength. The Lord was his strength. St. Athanasius was bishop of Alexandria in Egypt in the 4th century. Alexandria is today Cairo. Hard to imagine Cairo being Christian, but that's the way things were back then. And the big issue in Athanasius' time was the divinity of Jesus Christ. It was a hotly contested issue. There was this intellectual, highly influential, charismatic priest named Arius who had convinced most of the world that Jesus Christ was not God. 90% of the world's bishops and all of the four emperors of Rome convinced them that Jesus Christ was not God. Now, Athanasius knew that this wasn't true, and he suffered greatly simply for witnessing to the truth. He was exiled from his home 6 times by 4 different emperors. I don't know what it would be like to try to stand up for something when 9 out of 10 of the people in the room oppose you, but this was the life of St. Athanasius. And how did he do it? He did it by steadfastly witnessing to the truth and by fighting without malice. And that's what we are called to do as well, to fight without malice and to witness to the truth. Now, in our own time, the divinity of Christ is not a hotly contested issue. But you don't need me to tell you that there's lots of hotly contested issues out there, lots of confusion about the nature of matrimony, about the truth and meaning of human sexuality. Heck, these days, even about the difference between men and women. I never thought we'd arrive at days like this, but here we are. What do you do? Do you roll over and play dead? What you do is you simply take the example of the saints now. Fight without malice and quietly witness to what's right. Nobody is our enemy. Let's understand that, okay? Nobody is our enemy. However, errors and falsehoods are the enemy of everybody. Our Lord said, the truth will set you free. And he just as well could have added to that that falsehood will enslave you and keep you a prisoner. So you quietly witness to the truth and fight without malice. I'll give you a little story about this, okay? And this one goes back a few years to our former seminarian, who's now Father David Dufresne. Very popular, he was here in the summer of 2012. He tells me a story of an airplane flight in which he was taking, and he was dressed in his Roman collar. Now, I can tell you, when you walk around town dressed in a Roman collar, 90% of the people treat you precisely the same as you would be treated if you were dressed in ordinary clothes. Occasionally, people are extra nice to you, right? Once somebody gave me a free donut. Occasionally, somebody's hostile, and this is what happened on his flight. So he sits down and he takes his seat next to a man who very clearly identifies with the transgender movement, right? No subtlety whatsoever. And there's Father David Dufresne looking like a representative from the Sacred Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Okay? You know how there's some conversations on an airplane in which you can, you know, bury your nose in a magazine? This is not one of them. Okay? So a conversation arose between the two. And the man, he was clearly trying to bait Father Dufresne, trying to provoke him. And he would not have any of it. He quietly, resolutely, simply spoke the truth and would not allow himself to be provoked or to take anything personally. After several minutes, the man finally threw up his arms, gave up the fight, and said, "It doesn't matter anyway. I'm a lost soul. There's no hope for me." Father Dufresne looked him in the eye and said, "Jesus Christ loves you, and very much." You know, the man broke down in tears, cried right there on the spot, and he says, "No one has ever told me that before." That's what it means to fight without malice. That's what it means to witness to the truth. The power of goodness and the power of truth are like the sap of a vine. It doesn't have to be your own strength. It's the strength of Christ the Lord. Remain connected to him. Let him be your life. And you can persevere through any hardship, whether it's societal or whether it's personal. This was the strength of the saints. This was the strength of the apostles. This was the strength of the saint whose feast day we celebrate today. Let's ask for his prayers to help us. St. Athanasius, pray for us.